People coming to New York from all of the states on the list are required to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival. And Cuomo says he realizes that enforcement is problematic and it hurts the economy. He says it might be possible to use rapid tests to avoid the 14-day sequestration period.
There's new testing technology. There are rapid tests. Is there a better, smarter way to handle a quarantine? And again, this is all, none of this has been done before. So figuring it out as it goes. But you're now up to 43 states. Is there a better way? And that we're researching.
But Cuomo says he's not yet ready to deploy that plan, so the quarantines are still on for now. The governor also released more detailed rules on how to determine when an area where positive cases are growing can be designated as a red zone and how that area gets off the hotspot list. Cuomo says the shutdown orders for the virus clusters are working, and the rate of transmission is going down in some areas. As a result, he's upgraded some red zones in Brooklyn and Queens to yellow zones. That means some businesses can reopen and people's movements will be less restricted.
Although we've made a lot of progress, the numbers are still not acceptable. So we have more to do.
The governor says other areas are experiencing upticks, though, including along the Pennsylvania border. New areas of concern include rural Steuben and Chemung counties in the southern tier. The rate of the virus statewide has climbed to 1.62%. That's the highest since June, but New York still has one of the lowest rates of the disease in the country, behind only Maine and Massachusetts. Cuomo predicts the numbers will continue to rise as the weather gets colder, but he says he hopes to confine the outbreaks to microclusters, where the virus could be controlled and avoid a wider spread of the disease. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.